Weiter in Chaser and Vachem Dav Chav Ches, begin about Chav Zan Mabiz, but about Mabiz, but a Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Let's talk about bad Kavana. We got good Kavana, we got bad Kavana. Now, we know that there's something known as having Kavana to do something out of its location. We also have Kavana of doing something outside of its time. Outside of its time is going to be worse than outside of its location. Outside of its time is going to be pigol, and pigol that's going to incur kares. Outside of its location is also a problem, but it won't be kares. Now, we're talking about if there's a certain kavana that's going on during one of the four avodos. If someone has kavana to consume it outside of its time or its place. Consumption means even something like the mizbeach consuming. So, the Gemara now goes into, says the Mishnah, Hashochet is a zevach lisrog dama b'chutz. Tomei has in mind, you can do it, these rashes a zevach, shlamim, oshar, nechalm, other things that are eaten. And he has in mind, what does he do when he does it? He's going to throw the dam outside of the place where it's meant to be thrown. Omix is dama b'chutz, or some of it, let's say he's going to do it outside, and some of it, omix is dama b'chutz, even some of it's going to be outside of its place. Lahakta imura b'chutz, to burn, let's say, some of it outside of its place. Or omix is imura b'chutz, or to burn part of the, or part of the imura out of its place. Lechol b'sar b'chutz, to eat its basar b'chutz, oh, kizayis mibsar b'chutz, or kizayis of the basar b'chutz. Oh, lechol kizayis mi'or ha'olia b'chutz, or to eat a kizayis of the hide, the or of the alia, of the tail outside of the place it's supposed to be. Puzzle. If you do any of these type of kavana, it's puzzle, it's going to now make it puzzle. But the ain bo karis, there is no karis. Rashi says, ochlo afilu b'chutz, ain on his karis. Even when he eats it, even inside, he's not going to get karis. But what happens, let's say a person has intent, lizrok damu lamachar, he's going to throw the dam the next day, omix his damu lamachar, lahakti mu lamachar, omix his damu lamachar, lecho basar lamachar, or kizayis mimsar lamachar, or lecho kizayis mar aliyah lamachar, pigol, now you just hit what's called pigol, and you're going to have a chayv and love kars, it's going to be chayv kars. Rashi says, ochal afilu bizmano on his kars, even if you're in the right time, it's going to be kars. The Gemara Yalfa, the Gemara is going to learn it where we know that from. Says Gemara. Svaru, we mentioned the aliyah, the tail, so now they wanted to, they hold that or ha'aliyah, the hide of the tail. Beep, turn the page. Chafchas amud aleph ke'aliyadam is considered like the tail itself. Whenever you have that the tail itself has to be burnt on the mizbeach, the hide of the tail also has to be burnt. Amazing, amazing. Rashi says that the vafil inyan haktara u'bishalmei keves Ilyaso Kriva Namiha or Kariv. And when you have the Akhtara of the Shalomim of the lamb, of you know that its tail has to be brought, so to the or has to be as well. So it's considered, you know, basar in reference to this mitzvah of Akhtara, Nami Basar, who this is also basar of Gitari Masnisan, the Chi Shachit Shlamim Le'echol or Elio Bechutz, someone who Shach say Shlamim to eat the hide of the Ilya, of the Elio, of the tail outside, oh, Lemachar, or the next day, Havi Machshava, this is considered something. Hold on, we have a bit of a problem now because we know of a Mishnah coming up on the next daf on Chavtas Mabez is telling us that only kavana to eat something that's meant to be eaten or to burn on the Mizbeach, something that's meant to be burned outside of its time or outside of its place, can actually mess things up. But in the case of the sheep whose tail is meant to be burnt on the Mizbeach, he's intending for something meant to be consumed by the Mizbeach to be consumed by a person. Therefore, that shouldn't go ahead and mess up the... It shouldn't mess it up over here. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Hamani, who are we going like? Rebbe Eliezer, he. The Amar Mechashim Mechilas Mizbeach, Chilas Adam. That one's intent is going to work, even if he intended for something meant to be eaten by the Mizbeach, to be eaten by a person. And vice versa, thing, something is meant to be meant by a person that's actually burnt on the Mizbeach. The Tanan. Because we're going to tell the Mishnah, Daflam, and hey, Ashokit, this is Zevach. Someone goes and he shechs with intent, Lecho, Dovashenu, Darko Lecho, to eat either outside of its place or outside of its time, something that's not meant to be eaten. Or the flip, to go ahead and to burn something that's not meant to be burnt, also outside of its place and time. Kosher, it will be kosher. That's the Tanakama. Ready in mind to eat from the carbon, the things that are going to be burnt, or to burn something that's meant to be eaten outside of its time or its place. The Tanakama says it is kosher. From Eliezer, Posel. Eliezer says, though, it's going to be puzzle. It's going according to the Tanakama. According to Eliezer, the kavana, to eat the hide of the tail of the sheep outside of its place or outside of its time, is going to now mess things up. Frankly, Gemara, we might have kimta. Now, how are you setting it up? Eliezer, you want to say that our mission is going to Eliezer, at least you have that part? Aim a seifa, but let's take a look at the seifa. What does the seifa of the mission say? Ze'aklal, right on Chavtas and Mabes. Ze'aklal, kol ha-shochet, ve'hamekabel, ve'hamalach, ve'azorik, anyone who does either shechita, kabbalah, halacha, halacha, or zrika, lecha dover shedarko lecho, lehakta dover shedarko lehaktir, and they have kavana to eat something that's meant to be eaten, or burn something meant to be burnt, but with the kavana to do it outside of its place, then it's going to be no good. But it's not going to be kares. If you have it behind its time, outside of its time, it's going to be pigel and kares. Dover shedarko lechol in, which means the Mishnah is saying that only something that's meant to be eaten, that's going to be the case. In darko lechol lo, and asam l'rabbanon. So that goes according to Rabbanon. So now, what do you want to say? Reisha Rabbi Eliezer v'sefer Rabbanon. You know, we don't like to do that. But is that what you want to say? And for the Gemara, Amalei, he said back, first person going over there, second is Rabbanon. That's what I've explained here. Rav Huna Amar, he says, no, the Aliyah, Aliyah Lav Kaliyadam. The hide of the tail is not like the tail in reference to being burnt on the Mizbeach. Okay, that's another pshat. Rashi says, L'inyan mitzvahs like Tarasso, who de miate kra kin mefarsh rabba. Chelbo alia tamima gabi aktaris alia ksiv uparish vade chelev velo or. Amar Rava says, my time is Rav Huna. What is the reasoning for Rav Huna? Who says it's not like that? Because chelbo alia, it says the chelev of the alba, it's only the chelev velo or alia, but not the or of the alia. And then we have Rav Chista, Amar, Li'ola, Mor, Aliyah, Kaliyah, Dami, really know what the Aliyah is like, the Aliyah itself, in reference to being burnt into his back, Lachim, I skin here, what are we dealing with? In a Mishnah, which says that if you have Kavanah to eat it outside of its place, or outside of the time, that's going to be a problem, but Aliyah Shagdi. This is talking about only the Aliyah of a goat, which is not burnt into his back, but rather, what do you do with it? You eat it. Just eat it. Now, Kula Kishmuel Lami, the first, the Rav Huna Rav Chisda, they don't hold like Shmuel, because Reisha Rabbi Eliezer, Reisha Rabban Lomukhu, they don't like the like a split of like who's who in the Mishnah. Rav Huna Lami, and also they don't say Shmuel and Rav Chisda, they don't say Rav Huna, that the tail, the hide of the tail is not like the tail in reference to being burned in Mizbeach, because, or Aliya Ka'aliya Dami Kamashmalan, Kamashmalu. It seems, it makes sense that it is similar to it. Rav Chista, my time below army, why does Shmuel and Rav Huna not say the Rav Chista that's dealing with the tail of a goat? My Kamash Milan. Because according to this pshat, what does the Mishnah teach us? Or Aliyah Ka'aliyah Dami. You want to tell us that the hide of a tail of a goat is like that of a tail? That you eat it? Tanina. We already learned this in a Mishnah straight up. Ve'elu She'arusein Kimsaren. Or Shetachas Aliyah. And these are, their hides are like the meat. Or shetachas ha'aliyah. And since the Mishnah says straight up that the hide of the tail is like the meat, Shmuel and Rav Huna, they don't need to teach us that. Rav Chista itzrich. Rav Chista will say, no, we still need to teach our Mishnah even though we have that. Because second that, I would have thought. Hanimil in Yitumah. That din, that the hide of the tail is like the meat, applies only reference to Tumah. Derakich mitzarif, that since the hide of the tail is soft and it can be eaten, it's combined with the meat of the tail of the animal in order to give over Tumah. Where I can get to, it can be mitzarif to make into a gezayis. Aval hacha, but here in reference to eating these things, ema lemashcha, I would say that since the Torah says that these are things that are lemashcha, ligdulo, which means for greatness, kidesh malachim ochim, it's telling you that the parts of the sacrificial portions should be eaten in the way that kings eat. V'lo avide malachim, The achli achli, and since kings, they don't eat like this, they don't eat the hide of the tail. And below, I would say that in reference to the actual parts of the carbon, also that the hide of the tail is not like the meat. And if you have in mind to eat the hide of the tail outside of the place, outside of the time, it wouldn't mess up the carbon. Come on, someone comes to say that it would. They have in mind they're going to burn a kezias from the hide that's underneath the tail outside of its place. Puzzle vim a karsis. Puzzle, and there is no karsis. Chutzis mano outside of the time. Pickle v'chem el karsis. It's going to be pickle instead of karsis. Elazim in Yehuda ish ivlim omri v'shim Rabbi Yehuda. V'cheda yi Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kfar ikum omri v'shim Rabbi Shimon. Echad or besa prasos behema daka, whether the hide of the hooves of the small animals, echad or a rosh el egel rach, or the hide of the head of a egel rach, a soft calf, right? It's covering the hooves of the calves up to the knees, and the sheeps and the goats of the head of a calf less than a year old that's still nursing, echad or tzitachas alia, and also the or under the alia, mechol shemonu chacham agavi tomim elu she'oroseim kibsaran. Lahavi or shall base haboshes, was including the or of the base haboshes. Rashi shall nekeva v'zel levado yesh lecha lahavi od esokachem mikol shinuyim sham. That's the private area of a nekeva of the animal. Chutzlim komo, any of these things, if you check the ola carbon, you have in mind to burn the hide outside of its place. Possibly makaris chutzes mano pigul b'chayv makaris. It's going to be pigul and b'chayv karis. One will be b'chayv karis. Ola in reference to ola of a zevach lo. It's only by an ola, but not by a zevach. So the intent to burn the hide of the tail outside of its place or time does not possible anything other than an ola. Bishlam Rav Huna, and this makes sense, according to Rav Huna, who says that the hide of the tail is not like the tail, in reference to being considered one of the things that are the sacrificial parts that's burnt on Mizbeach, Hainu Zigatani Ola. That's why it's coming to teach us only about an ola, and not in reference to other things, for only in the case of an ola is the hide of a tail meant to be burnt on Mizbeach. And Rav Chisu, according to Rav Chisu, says that the hide of the tail is like the tail itself, whereas it's burnt on Mizbeach. My ear is the tiny ola. Why does it say ola? Let's see, Zevach should have taught this rule by any sort of carbon, any carbon at all. Amar lecha Rav Chista says back, ay, 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 ay. Ibaisema ba'alya shalgadi. Either we could say that the Bryce is talking about the tail of a goat, which isn't burned on the Mizbeach, except for in the case of the Ola. Ibaisema tinizevach. No problem, just switch it. Switch the Lashon is, you know, the gear sign, just write the word Zevach, and you're good to go. Okay, said the next part of the Mishnah. Possibly in Mokaris. This is something we're doing outside of its place. Not outside of its time, but outside of its place. Then it's going to be puzzle, but there is no kares. So let's go. Where do we know this from? Amar Shmuel, Trey Kroik Stevie. There's two psukim. One's talking about having intent to consume something outside of its time. The other one outside of its place. Mahi, what is this? Like, what's this? Amar Rabba Shlishi. The pasuk says that if some of the meat of the shlamim will be consumed at all on the third day, then it will not be accepted. Zeu chutzazmano, that's outside of its time. Pigol, zeu chutzazmano. It continues and says, the word pigol is going to be rejected. It means outside of its time. So one's outside. Okay, let's talk about outside of its time. And this is also, I'm sorry, pigol is chutzam komo. No, ah, Shem. Zeu chutzazmano, pigol. Zeu chutzam komo, va nefesh ochelos mimenu. That the pasuk ends by saying, the soul that partakes of it is going to have karis. Echad velo shnayim. The fact that it says in the it of chelos mimenu, saying that one of these things and not two of them is going to bring karis. Zel chutzazmanu lemuti chutzam komo. It's coming to a mayach chutzam komo. Affecting one of ema va nefesh of chelos mimenu zel chutzam komo. Why don't we say the nefesh eats from it? That's called chutzlim komo. Ulamuti chutzazmano. It's coming from a ma'ayit chutzazmano. Flip it. Nisabah chutzazmano adif the pasuk leit. No, it makes more sense to say it's talking about the karis is Chutz Lizmano, the pasuk in Gizmuk starts with it. So beyond its time is more intense of the two. Adarav Chutzim Koma, if Chutzim Koma is going to be more intense, it's Samachle because it's written closer to it. And therefore, it should be only Chutzim Koma is going to be Karts on Chutz Lizmano. Ella, Amar Abaye, that can't be the Makar, so Ki Asa, Rav Yitzchak of Dimi Amarav, Samach Adatani Tana. The Mishnah was lying in that which the Tana taught. By a Tana, Kishu, right, he's being Samech, Adatani Tana, Kishu, Omer Shlishi, when it says, Shlishi, the Parashah says, Kedoshim Tihiu, She'ain Talmud Lomar. It didn't have to say it. So, Kvar Nemar, V'imei Ochel Yochel, besides Zevach Shlomo, Bayom HaShlishi. So, why did the Torah teach us Kedoshim Tihiu when it seems to repeat that? Beep, turn the page. Tchafchas Amud Beis. Because it's already been said in the earlier pasuk, then they apply it to chutz lim komo. So this long pasuk in Parshas Sav that's talking about karis is referring to outside of its time, and this shorter one, the kedoshim, which doesn't mention karis, is talking about out of its place. Gabe no sign, even though the very next pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim does mention karis, right? It's excluding it in reference to nosar, telling us va'ochlov avonu yiso, whoever eats it will bear his sin. This is coming to exclude, this is whoever eats it. This is excluding something that's brought outside of its place with intent from karis. The ema of ochel avonu yisa zel chusim kama. Well, maybe we should say that when it says whoever will eat it will bear his sin, it's talking about someone who eats it that it's outside of its place. That's the kavana. The mute nosa mikaris, and the mute is coming. It's coming to be ma'at nosa from getting karis. Now, mistabe nosa havele lok migmar karis. It makes more sense that nosa would be the discussion about karis, like migmar oven luchutzis mano. Because that's going to allow us to have a gezira shava between oven and teaching that the karis applies also to eating something brought outside of its time. The dame le be zav. It's similar to the nosar that we have with the letters zayin beis. Meaning, two different things. Zayin is zman. Nosar happens when the meat of something is left over outside of its time. At that point, it's going to be usher to eat, and it's karis. So therefore, it has that beyond its time characteristic that's, you know, it's going to mess it up. And beis would be bama, and this is, there were times allowed to bring the karbonos on the top, on the bama, something outside of beis hamikdash, and therefore we have nosar and outside of its time. They share that idea that they're not only the things that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash, but even the things that are brought on a bama. So it's more Adarama. What do you mean? Should be able to say just the opposite. Chutzim Komo, Havalei Lo, Kamei B'Karis. We should say that outside of its place is going to be Karis. L'migmar Oven Oven L'Chutzim Mano. Because then we can learn that Xer Shava of Oven Oven L'Chutzim Mano, the Damilei B'Mikdash. It's compared to it by the Osios Mikdash. What are the Osios Mikdash? Well, we have four different things that are shared by things that are brought outside of its time and outside of its place. Machshava, the first one, both are going to come from, you know, your thought. Ktsas, a part of it, right? Neither of the cases, even a part of it, even a kazayis is going to mess up the whole thing. Dam, both of them can happen only during one of the main avodas that are done. Once the dam has been put in the mizbeach, no longer takes effect. And shlishi, which means the third day, in both cases, the pasuk's extra shlishi seems to draw a parallel between the two of them. So the Gemara says, okay, that's a good point. We can't set up nosar and not outside of its place as the pasuk in which mentions karis. Okay, so we got to come up with something else. Elam Rav Yochanan, Tani Zavdi Bar Levi Asya Kodesh Kodesh. We have a gezer shav of Kodesh Kodesh. To apply karis to nosar. Ksiv halcha, it says over here, by kedoshim, es kodesh Hashem chilu v'nichrusa. Ksiv hasam, and it says over there, v'sarafta, es a nosar ba'esh, and you shall burn. The nosar in fire can't be eaten. Malaholin nosar, afka nosar. Just look over there, when it says kodesh, talking about nosar. Here also it's talking about nosar as well. And therefore, the pasuk in Kedoshim is applying Karis in Nosar. Mir Tachmana Gabi Nosar. And now we're Mamayed by Nosar. The Achlov Avoni Yisa, whoever eats it will bear a sin. Lamuti Chutzam Komen, the Karis is going to be Mamayed, those who are outside of its place, from the din of Karis. In fact, the Gemara. Why would you say that the longer pasuk that we brought in Parshas Tzav is connected to Chutz Hazmanu? Ushlishi the Parshas Kedoshim Tiyu Chutz Lemkomo. Why don't we switch it the other way? Right? And just look at it to say that the pasuk that's in Parshas Tzav is talking about a carbon which brought outside of its place, and that the one in the Kedoshim is talking about something that's brought outside of its time, and then it's going to come out the Gezer Shava of Avon. Avon is going to teach that one who eats something which is outside of its place is going to be Chayav Karis, and the Miot, which says, you know, connecting it to Nosar, will exclude Karis from somebody who eats it outside of its time. And therefore, we come exactly the opposite of what the Mishnah said. So, you know, Mastabra, Arika, Luchus Hazman. It makes sense to say the longer it's taken by Luchus Hazman. The Gemara of and over Minosa and learned that Nosa knows only the Dami Le Bezav, because it's similar to it, like we said before, with the Zayin and the Base. Adaraba, Arika Bechutz Lamkoma, Shish to Kosham to you, Bechutz Hazman, Mishim the Dami Le, because it's similar to it. Samchei v'kamei ma'itlei. The Torah, on purpose, puts it as samchei to Nosar, exclusive from the penalty of Karis. So the Gemara says, okay, we're kind of stuck. We need new stores. Elam Merava. Kula mikra richa dasyan. Really, everything's learned out from the long pasuk. That and Tzav. Tchsev. Hey, ochel ye ochel. If some of the meat is shlamim, will be consumed at all. Now, why are you doubling it up? B'shtei chilis ha'kazim medaber. Echad ha'chilis adam, echad ha'chilis mizbeach. And the pasuk also says, M'psayis levach shlamav, ma'ashlamim mefaglim u'mispalglin. Just like in the case of shlamim, they can be mefagel, it makes pigel, and there's parts that are considered pigel. Part of it makes other things pigel, part of it itself becomes pigel. Afkom mefaglin u'mispalglin. So too, all karbanos. Shlishi, when it says in the pasuk shlishi, zechus hazman, atzatar v'zman. Lo yiratz, and the pasuk says, will not be accepted. Karitzos kasher kin, karitzos pasul. Which is what the mashmaos is, that affecting ritzoy of an invalid karban is the same as affecting ritzoy of a valid one in reference to finalizing its pigel. Umar tzos kasher atzeh kriva kol matirav. Just like the steps has to be taken to create a kasher hartzah that's going to be accepted, it's valid, is not complete until all of the things that are mutter are, everything that's going to matter is going to be there. Afertzos pasul atzeh kriva kol matirav. So too that of affecting acceptance of invalid carbon in reference to finally the pigel is incomplete until all of its matirav are offered. The pasuk continues, says hamakriv, that one who offers bakravu nifsal, which is being mashma that it's through a krava that's going to cause it to become ve'inu nifsal b'shlishi, but it's not going to be invalidated through being eaten on the third day. Oso, when it says the word it, b'zevach ha'kasav medavar v'inu medavar b'koin, so with the zevach and not the coin, right? The carbon is not acceptable, but the Kohen who does his avodah with pigel does not disqualify himself from further avodas. Lo yechashay, then it says it will not be considered, which could also be understood that it should not be intended. Beep, turn the page. Chavetz mouth. Lo yerev bo, machshavas acheres. It's telling us that for pigel to happen, one doesn't have to mix in other intentions along with it. Right? A carbon becomes pigel only if beyond its time was the only thing that was done. But if it was, let's say, there's some other thing that's going on over there, another type of intent, then the pigel doesn't take effect. Pigel, when it says word pigel, zechutzum komo, this is talking about outside of its place, if a kavana for outside of its place, and that such a thing is also going to passel it. Yihiyah, melamichim estafin zamzeh, that it's teaching that the two types of intent are going to combine one with the other. The nefesh ochelis mimenu, and the pasuk finishes off, and this is a soul that partakes of it. It's going to bear its sin. It's going to get kares Now, what do you mean? It echad v'lushlam, one in that two. V'ezah, what is that? Zeh chus hazmanah. The gemara over and over minosah because of gezeir shavat v'minosah. The damer lebezavos is similar to it in the letters zayin and beis. Okay, so we could to learn out from this whole pasuk in Sav that both outside of its time and outside of its place is going to make it problematic. It's going to puzzle it, but only outside of its time it's going to actually cause kares. Period. I'm a papa Larava, according to you, Shlishi the Parshas Kedoshim to you, my Darsh space. What do you do with the Parshas in Kedoshim? That is the word Shlishi over there. Right? What are you gonna do with that over there? How we buy it? We need that for Lamakam Shem Shulash Bidam Babasar Bemur to teach it the place specified for the Achila of the carbon of that person. Of having it outside of its place, kavana, has to be a place which has three properties that are fit for consumption: blood, meat, and the sacrificial parts. So as Gemara, but typically mikrokama. I could learn out that din from the first pasuk in Sav, which says im he ochel ye ochel, if it will be consumed at all on the third day. It has the word shlishi over there also, and therefore I learned it over there. I don't need it over in Tzav. Amravashi, Amrisa, Lishmaita, Kamidah of Masna. I said this idea in front of Masna. Amalini, he said to me, in reference to your question, if you were to learn out the law of the three properties from that in Parshat Tzav, I would have said, shlishi prat. That the third is a prat that's limiting outside of its place, kavana, machshava, to having those three things. Pigal, klal, and then when it says the word pigal, it's a kalalit, right? So you have a prat to klal. That's a klal musaf ala prat, and since it comes afterwards, therefore the klal, the general thing, is interpreted in addition to the specific. The Sabu Shama Komos, and if we're going to include other areas besides those three things that we just said, that'd be included in the in outside of its place. Kamash Mullen, if it comes to tell you by saying again in Parsha Kedoshim that the law applies specifically to the area that has these three different properties. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.